two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
57 downtown.
Things rolling along on all of our freeways right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth. We begin this half hour with that developing story in West Valley where police are searching for a missing boy.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the very latest on the search.
The missing child is 11-year-old Jackson Allen, a foster kid who recently moved in with a new family in West Valley City. Lieutenant Bill Merritt with West Valley City Police says the family took Jackson to Bingham High School last night to watch a baseball game at about 6 o'clock, and at some point soon after, he ran off.
Our detectives came out and started doing some research. They started trying to follow up with previous foster families.
The boy is about 5 feet tall and has dark brownish hair. He was last seen wearing black pants and a black hoodie with gray or white sleeves. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're also following another developing story along the West Side Belt where the Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly auto pedestrian crash. It happened last night near I-215 and 39 South. A woman was hit by multiple cars on the freeway. Troopers say they're not sure what she was doing, but each of the drivers who hit her did stop and are cooperating now with the investigation.
Yes, there will be University of Utah football this fall, and no, you won't get to watch the games in a stadium. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the story on the plan to start the season late.
KSL Sports reports the plan would have the Utes and other Pac-12 teams playing a six-game season starting November 6th, with a seventh game serving as a playoff for the top teams in each division. University of Oregon President Michael Schill says all the teams in the league have lost money with the season postponed, but the health and safety of the athletes is the primary concern.
The amount of money that will be paid as a result of going back to play is tiny in comparison with the losses. It had no effect on our decision.
U of U Athletic Director Mark Harlan issued a statement yesterday saying no fans will be allowed to watch the games in person. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Mountain West Conference, meantime, has also approved a fall football schedule that will start sooner than the Pac-12. The Mountain West says teams will play eight games beginning October 24th, with a conference championship game set for December 19th. Teams, including Utah State, have not released their schedules just yet.
It's a final public farewell to an iconic Supreme Court justice. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg now making history as the first woman and the first person of the Jewish faith to lie in state in our nation's Capitol building. Memorial service just concluding, burial next week at a private ceremony. President Trump announces his nominee for Ginsburg's replacement on the High Court tomorrow afternoon. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying before Congress yesterday, there's no evidence of a coordinated effort to interfere with the upcoming election. He says hacking the actual voting process
would be a major challenge for an adversary, but people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Voting's conducted by over 3,100 independent county elections offices across the U.S. And a police-enforced curfew helped tamp down Breonna Taylor demonstrations in Louisville last night.
The time is 9 o'clock. The curfew order is in effect.
A couple dozen arrests were made. Small protests held in cities around the country after officers involved in Taylor's death were not charged in her shooting. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A Louisiana fourth grader has been suspended from school after he was seen on his virtual class holding a BB gun. The boy was suspended for 6 days after school officials said he brandished what appeared to be a full-size rifle. The boy's family now says it was a BB gun that his younger brother had tripped over. The boy picked it up briefly, and it was seen on video, which the school says violates their policies. The boy's family say they are considering a lawsuit.
October 1st is approaching, and the airline industry is dreading it. That's when CARES Act funding expires, and thousands of furloughs will begin.
I have my dream job, and so I have been asking myself, like, what do you do when you lose your dream job? Where do you go from there? I don't have any answers right now.
Annette Hala is one of 13,000 United Airlines employees who will be furloughed, along with 17,000 American Airlines workers and another 1,000 from Delta.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Fall officially began on Tuesday, but temperatures really haven't felt that way. That changes by the end of the day tomorrow.
Quite a bit cooler. You will feel the difference by the time we get to the upcoming weekend. And by the time we get to the afternoons of the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at highs only in the 70s. So again, quite a bit cooler than it's been lately. And we're going to keep this cooling trend for the first few days of next week. So early fall weather, I would say, coming our way starting tomorrow.
Grant says tomorrow's high will only be in the mid-70s. That's more than 10 degrees cooler than it was or will be today. Lower 70s for Sunday and Monday.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.